Tens of thousands of people have fled the city of New Orleans. Even when all lanes of Interstate 10 were open to outbound traffic, the line of cars was still backed up for 6 hours. There are some in New Orleans who've decided to stay, though. NPR's Wade Goodwin spent this morning in the French Quarter with those who will ride the hurricane out.
Standing on his wrought iron balcony, a cup of café au lait in his hand and a quickening breeze in his hair, Don Hébert looks anything but worried.
I think everything's going to be all right. I really do.
Hébert, who's in his 50s, is a native, and he's watched hurricanes head toward New Orleans all his life. None of them hit the city dead on. History has given him a sense of security.
I never leave from here. I always stay during the storm. I've never left. We've always been safe. Haven't had any problems.
Around the corner, sitting on the steps of their uncle's stoop, Philip Boyd and Rolando Rattler are enjoying Ivan's prelude. The wind is racing around the narrow streets of the quarter, bringing blessed relief from the thick humidity.
This is beautiful weather. Reminds me of Jamaica. It does.
And my mom is telling me, like, well, you need to get your butt out of there if it's going to be a storm. So I'm like, well, I can't go nowhere if the airport's closed.
I am not.
A mandatory curfew took effect in New Orleans this afternoon, beginning at 2 p.m. But a handful of bars stayed open till then, their patrons busily getting hammered before Ivan took it from there. At a place called the Good Friends, Justin the bartender hung a large blow-up swimming pool floaty above the bar with a cardboard sign around its neck.
Well, the sign says, let me say, in case of emergency, ride me.
At Jackson Square, it was quiet and empty. The few tarot card readers and sketch artists who bothered to set up this morning were already calling it quits before noon. A young couple was sitting on a park bench watching small pieces of paper dance on the breeze. Melissa, a manager at the local Kinko's, said the prospect of Ivan's arrival had had differing effects on the city's population.
Yesterday, when I was working with my staff and as the news kept coming down, the reaction from my team was there were some people that were calm, cool, and collected. One of my team members was crying, pretty much nervous, really wondering what was going to happen, needing to make sure and get out, go away. I mean, I think everyone has a different level of panic.
Across from Jackson Square, on the promenade in front of the Mississippi River, a single trombone player stood in the wind, joyously whipping his slide at the darkening sky.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in.
Robert Harris is a jazz musician who plays with a local band, but whenever a hurricane comes, which actually isn't all that often, he likes to play in front of the river as the wind builds. Harris's trombone case was full of dollar bills, his audience, few though they were, impressed with his chutzpah.
Oh, it's just a feel about it, you know, it's just a feel about it. Uh-huh. You know, it seems like people be wanting some music. You know, there's not none too much happening. So it's like a thing for me.
Harris's family had left the city, leaving him to take care of the house and animals. He played his final number in time to catch the last bus leaving the quarter. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, New Orleans.